Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Herbie's back. Herbie, let's go.
Lawrence Holmes live from Chicago, middays noon to 2 on Sports Radio 670 The Score and Odyssey Station.
Previously on The Lawrence Holmes Show.
We invited Herb Howard on the show, and I'm glad that I get an opportunity to talk with him. You can check Herb out on the I Said What I Said podcast. You can also check him out covering the Bears for It's the Bigs. Where do you think this season kind of went off the rails for the Bears?
Honestly, I think probably in the offseason. I think the Bears kind of boldly went into this season with a lot of question marks that they felt like they could kind of answer on the fly, or answer from the draft, or answer from within. Specifically, we talk about the offensive tackle position. You look at the number two cornerback spot. They kind of rolled the dice. Said, okay, Kyle Fuller can go. Okay, Charles Leno can go. We'll replace those guys with draft, or we'll have ascending players like Kendall Vildor, Duke Shelley, or we'll find somebody off the street. And it's like, oh, okay, if that's what you want to do. You know you're in a division with Aaron Rodgers, right? If that's what you want to do, then that's fine. But I think they kind of just rolled the dice at a couple of key positions, and they crapped out.
Make me a bicycle, clown!
This is something that you can look forward to. Welcome in. My name is Lawrence Holmes, and I'm here with you until 2 o'clock. The Bears beat the Giants. Yay! We will talk about what happened inside that game a little bit. And then we will talk about what the bigger picture stuff is. I've got thoughts on Antonio Brown. I want to talk about the Bulls and their 7-game win streak. We have a new segment that you may not have heard because you were on vacation, called the 2-Minute Report. We will go through Bulls Wizards with you, and we will do that from every game from here on out. I've got some questions about the rest of the NFL as it pertains to the Bears and other stuff and things. So we're going to take a break. We will talk about yesterday's game. Ugh. Next, here on The Score.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Lawrence Holmes live from Chicago. Middays noon to 2 on Sports Radio 670 The Score and Odyssey Station.
Snap back with time. Here comes Queen.
Got him.
Walked right into it. Queen's got him wrapped up and the ball comes out. Ball comes out, Giants have recovered, but Robert Quinn has just picked up sack number 18 in a regular season that has been nothing short of spectacular and has set the Bears' single season record for sacks that is held for 37 years by Richard Dent.
Sack machine.
Incredible stuff from Robert Quinn. He has been one of two guys that you can't take your eyes off of on the Bears defense this season. Him and Roquan. And for him to be doing this without the added help for most of the season of Khalil Mack is pretty incredible. Yeah, the season doesn't really mean a whole lot, but individually for him, it means something because he gets to go down in the history books, and who knows if that will be broken someday. The fact that it stood for 30 years, it's a hell of an accomplishment from a player that looked like they might be done last year, and then we find out, which is, it speaks to a bigger point, which I'll get to in a second. We find out that the guy was really injured, and now that he's healthy, still a very effective pass rusher, and now historical. I always think that coaches do players a disservice when they don't elaborate about how hurt a guy is, even if you want to wait until the end of the season. I think that it's a mistake, and it's a mistake because you're not supposed to use that as an excuse. But if it's the reason why a player's not performing, then you should probably let people know that, because else it looks like the player's a bum and it looks like you're stupid for putting the player out there. And you might be stupid for putting the player out there because the player's hurt and you're not letting on to how hurt the player is. But incredible bounce back by Robert Quinn. He has been one of the best defensive players in the NFL this year, period. And watching him get to a place where he can lean and still gets the quarterback has been incredibly impressive. That game yesterday, not impressive at all. Herbie, how did you consume yesterday's Bears game? Like, how did it work for you?
Initially, I was going to sit down and watch the whole game like I do because I knew I had to come here today after a couple weeks off. But dog had to go to the bathroom. I was like, I don't care. Courtney's like, hey, you want me to pause? He's like, hell no. I don't care about the Bears. When I leave here, the score will be like 3-0. When I come back, it'll be like 6-0. Come on. But apparently, they scored a touchdown with Darnell Mooney while I was away. So that's, I watched it passively. It's like, who cares? Justin Fields isn't playing. Somehow, Tevin Jenkins isn't playing. Why the hell should I care about this? Because they obviously don't.
Yeah, that's kind of... So, look, we do this for a living. Like, this is the harder part of the job, which is great. It's a great job to have. But one of the harder parts is how does one create enthusiasm for a game where the fan base itself is probably not enthusiastic about it? We're more of a mirror than a bullhorn where we reflect. But I'm sitting there, like, yesterday, like, I switched up my entire, like, Sunday routine. That's how I went about it. After having a couple of island games for your Chicago Bears, and then Christmas kind of throws everything out of whack, and even that, like, you're playing a 3:05 in the 3:05 window, I was completely out of my noon routine. Yesterday was the Score's 30th anniversary. Happy anniversary to me and the Score. My anniversary is not until May, and it'll be 24 years for me in May, officially. Anyway, so I got a little emotional and sentimental, and I did a whole thread sharing pictures throughout my time here at the Score. And then I looked up, and it was like 10:30, and I was already like out of my noontime routine. And I'm like, oh, man, you should probably get some stuff done, like do your yoga, get your shower in, make breakfast, like all of that stuff that you want to do. And I'm like, what am I rushing for? Like, there's no reason for me to rush. Like, there's not going to be any real analysis. Because I spend a lot of time jumping around the pregame shows. From a national perspective, we got all the important stuff that we needed from Ian Rappaport early in the morning. But NFL Game Day wasn't talking about the Bears. ESPN wasn't talking about the Bears. Fox wasn't talking about the Bears. And CBS, that had the game, they were like, hey, man, I don't even know if those two were at the game yesterday. I will say, and I know that it is problematic for some of his other thoughts, but Jay Feely seems to be unafraid to say stuff. And I do like that. But it was like, I don't know if they were at Soldier Field. I'm not sure if they were calling the game from at home. There was low energy. And they were just kind of like, yeah, it's a game and football's great. But this is bad. It's right here.
They didn't even send a sideline person.
They did not have a sideline person. So, Herbie, I literally, it worked out timing-wise great. Like, after I kind of had my emotional, like, bloodletting, talking about all the great people here at the Score and all the people that I've encountered and the great things that have happened to me because of the 30 years of this radio station, after I did that and did my poses, I made breakfast and it timed up great. I don't know. I know I'm not the first person to tell you this, but oven bacon is the way to go. It's just easier.
That's what my mom told me. It's like 375, 12 minutes crispy.
Your mom's right. It's the way to go. It makes your whole life easier. It makes the cleanup easier. You're not there having your skin popped from frying the bacon and the hot grease.
And Reggie Bush will be appreciative of you.
I want that hoodie. I want that Wendy's breakfast hoodie. I'm not kidding. I put it up on Twitter a few days ago, but when you see Ray J. Bush in that Wendy's commercial, I want that hoodie that he's wearing. Wendy's, if you're listening, I need that hoodie. Got my bacon done. Herbie, I've scrambled up some eggs because here's the beautiful thing about that. You now have a nice little collection and you can control how much bacon grease you use to scramble your eggs in. You pour it in. You got a nice set. Did that through a little Parmesan in the scrambled eggs yesterday. Delicious. Made some oven toast like my grandmother used to make. Delicious. And then I sat there and I was like, look at that. The Bears are playing football. And then immediately, Mike Glennon did all the Mike Glennon stuff. It was hilarious. Like, I sat down, here I am, got my bacon, got my eggs, got my oven toast. And he immediately did the thing that he does here, what he did here. It was almost as if someone was playing a joke on Ryan Pace. Like, remember how when he got that start at Soldier Field, where he was just fumbling the ball all over the place and didn't look ready for snaps and was just horrendous, immediately did it. First two possessions. Vintage Mike Glennon. Mwah! And then once that happened, I was like, oh, well, there's no way in hell. Like, even as bad as the Bears have been, there's no way in hell that these dudes are coming back and winning. So now I'm easy peasy. I found myself going, should I turn over to Red Zone to see what else is going on in the league? no, I'll stick with this game because people will want me to break it down the next day. And then I'm like, no, you don't. You don't care about yesterday's breakdown. All you're here for is Matt Nagy and Ryan Pace fired yet? And the answer to that question is no. I will say, and I brought this up in my video that I do after the games for 670thescore.com and for our Twitter account, I will say that as that game went on, and it was so boring that it allowed my mind to wander into strange places. And one of the places that it wandered was, I really need the Vikings to beat the Bears next week. That's where I went. And you know why I went there? I went there because you saw it. You saw it yesterday. You saw it last week. Man, one with two different quarterbacks. One of those games is on the road. What if we win with three different quarterbacks if Justin Fields starts and they beat the Vikings next week? That sure looks like good coaching to me. And realistically, at 7-10, we only lost one game more than what we lost last year. Huh. Or one. One game less than what we won last year. You could see it, right? Like, I can. I can see the Bears, like, just talking themselves into, run it back. Got the quarterback thing now. Run it back. So, yeah, I'm going to need the Vikings to do us a solid. But the problem is, their coach is an idiot, too. But that's where my mind went as I finished my delicious breakfast. It was really good. And oven bacon is the way to go, y'all. I don't know if you're still making it on the stovetop, but I do 400 because I like mine a little crispy. I do 400, 16 minutes. Delicious. And again, got it on the tinfoil. You got some hot bacon grease for just a dab. And you can scramble your eggs in it. Delicious.
Somebody says you should try parchment paper.
Yeah, I've tried the parchment paper. And it didn't cook as well for me. I tried it. Trust me. But, you know, either way, put it in the oven. So here's what we're going to do. We are going to continue to, I guess, talk about the Bears. Like, Anthony Heron's going to join me at 1 o'clock. There is another team in town that's, I don't know, like, winning for real, and that's the Bulls. So when we come back, for those of you who didn't hear the debut of it last week because you were doing other stuff and you were on a completely different schedule, which is totally okay, our second debut of the two-minute report. We're going to talk about the Bulls next here on The Score.
Lawrence Holmes live from Chicago, middays noon to 2 on Sports Radio 670 The Score and Odyssey Station.
Big Ant Heron will join me at 1 o'clock. We will talk Bears and NFL and probably a little bit of college football too. Matt Fortuna is going to be on the show at 1:25. We are talking about the weekend that was in the college football playoffs. And I had people that were fighting me all weekend. No one wants to see Georgia versus Bama again. That is incorrect. It's going to do a big number because it's college football. And college football championship is like the second highest ratings that you'll see for a single event outside of the NFL. Everyone's tired of the SEC. Okay. How do you propose that we change this, especially considering that more teams are joining the SEC? This one guy was like, the ratings will prove that people are tired of it. You mean this year? Or was it like 12 out of the last 15 titles have come out of the SEC? Like, I don't understand what it is that people want, because the Big Ten had three legitimate contenders for the national championship. Here's the problem. They're all in the same division. So they were going to cannibalize each other, and that lessens your opportunity to win a national championship. But honestly, there's less than 10 teams a year that could win it. So why are you mad that the best coach keeps winning?
Roll damn tide, baby.
And I'm not even saying this because I'm partisan, even though I am wearing my Alabama shirt today. I'm not even saying it because I'm partisan. It would be great if more teams were, and I'm for expanding the playoffs if it's safe for the players. But who did you want in the national championship playoffs that wasn't there? Who had a legitimate? Bama didn't take anyone's spot. They're the SEC champs. Georgia didn't take anyone's spot. They were number one until the SEC championship game. And you know what they did to the Big Ten champ? They destroyed them. Like, I was shocked at how badly Michigan got beat. And that was never a game. Cincinnati got in. And what happened? They got beat. Bad, and not as bad as they could have been beat. You want Ohio State in there? They had their opportunity. So I'm not sure what to tell you. That's kind of the end of the list, right? Oklahoma State, that's who you wanted in there? Notre Dame? Fine, I'm more than willing to go to 12. Do you think that any of that would change the results? No, it wouldn't. Anyway, I'll save that for Big Ant and Matt Fortuna a little bit later on in the show. We do need to talk about the Bulls, though. So last week, Brandon Fryer and I were talking about how we are going to kind of move into doing a lot more Bulls stuff. I'm like, why don't we put a segment together where we can recap stuff? Now, ordinarily, we're recapping the game that happened the night before, but since it was a weekend and all messed up and spectacular, we wanted to let people know that hadn't been listening to the show that we are going to catch you up. If you haven't been able to sit and listen or watch the games, we have a new segment that we like to call the 2-Minute Report that can help you out.
It's time for the 2-Minute Report. 2 minutes.
What?
Not one, but two.
Oh, say less.
It's time for the 2-Minute Report on the Lawrence Holmes Show.
Can't wait.
Levine, topside three. Got it. Counted foul on Waters. And a 4-point opportunity coming up for one. Zachary Levine. Hooch with 2 3-balls. Gets it up to Zach Levine in front on a crossover. Twice attacking Gill off the bounce, high off the glass. Count it. And a foul on Zach. Attack to the rack. He's got 20 and looking for more. Levine fired a pass intended for White. Broken up by Washington in transition with a pull-up left side three. Good. Caldwell Pope off the Bulls turnover. Kyle Kuzma at 6'10 with that length with a spin. In front, Gill on a pump. Time to drive to the rack. And a hard, a right-handed slam. Don DeRozan driving on Abdi on a post-up. Chase Bakes, turnaround jumper. Got it. Count it. And a foul on Abdi. Missed free throw. Boots with a putback. Count it. And a foul. And here come the Bulls trailing by one with 2:07 to go in the fourth quarter. And this crowd erupts. Bulls Nation in full force in D.C. DeRozan in front. Levine. Double pump. 3-ball. Yes. Big time. Onions. 115-114. Bulls by one. 7 seconds left. Beal top of the key. And they go to Kuzma. Right side. 3-ball is good. With 3.3 seconds remaining. Timeout Bulls. In play to DeRozan. Spins. Far quarter for the win. Got it again. DeMar DeRozan. Happy New Year. Back-to-back game winners. DeMar DeRozan from the left corner has won the ball game for the Bulls. Onions, baby onions. Bulls win. Bulls win. Bulls win. 120-119. Are you flat out kidding me? DeMar DeRozan, I love you.
Highlights courtesy of The Score. Chuck Swirsky on the call. DeMar DeRozan, back-to-back nights, out here closing out games against the Washington Wizards. Over the weekend, you're like, does he know how much time is left on the clock when he's going into this? It's been fun, man. Like, seeing the Bulls, like, I don't know if you, the Bulls woke up this morning as the number one team in the Eastern Conference record-wise. 24-10. It's outstanding. And there's some good news. The good news is that Lonzo Ball is back out of the COVID protocol, and Billy Donovan is back out of the COVID protocol. Meanwhile, you had Coby White, it looked like, starting to find his place inside this rotation, and his game is evolving, and it's great. And you know that you've got a guy that's not afraid to take that shot. You know that you've got that now. And you've got another guy. If that guy doesn't want to take the shot, that's ready to take the shot. I don't know about matchups because we don't know who the Bulls would end up playing in the playoffs, but damn, it feels good to be a gangster right now, and that's exactly what the Bulls are. Big Ant Heron joins me to talk about football next here on The Score.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.